This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The other NFL news today that we should hit on was that it did become official that the NFL is going back to Brazil in the opening weekend. So on Friday night, just like they did last year for Eagles-Packers, what will be the second day of the NFL season, you'll have the opener on Thursday night in Philly with whoever the Eagles play. And then the following night, Friday, in Brazil, you're going to have the Chargers hosting presumably an AFC game, if I had to guess, but it could be any of their opponents that are visiting them. And Washington is one of those teams, which we can get into. But this was a success last year for the league. Anything they do globally is a smashola. People love football. People want games. When you send a decent product, and they did last year with Jordan Love in Green Bay.
Yeah, two really good teams.
Jalen Hurts in Philly, two playoff teams, and a team that won the Super Bowl. The response was a packed house and a lot of people in a country falling deeper in love with football. So I'm not surprised that they're going to run this back for the second time in as many years.
Yeah, I mean, and hopefully they've, you know, got some better procedures in place. Because remember, not to put a dark cloud over it, but there were a lot of complaints, security concerns, and different things that ultimately got to the point where the players were ordered to stay in their rooms, kind of leading up to the game. And it then resulted in beefed up security. And you know, then they went, no, everything's fine here. Hoping that we don't have to go through that rigmarole this time around in Brazil.
I might go through that rigmarole if I was a player. I probably would just stay in my room. Respectfully, unless, you know, the league is coming with us everywhere with security guards or whatever. It's a business trip. I'm there to play football at the end of the weekend. If I don't get to go walk around and see things, like when you go to London, you get to go see Big Ben or something, that's okay. You're a target, sadly. I mean, think about what's happening here in the United States, where these guys' homes, when they're not playing, I think we've had seven or eight different players in the major
house,
sports
whatever,
get broken into. If everybody there knows that the Chargers are walking around, I don't need to be a target, man. So I'll be at my resort, and you can tell me when the bus goes to the stadium. That's just me.
Yeah, smell what you're cooking there. But, it, you know, it's not even that. It's like, can I go to the lobby to get... like a handful of peanuts or something like that. You're not allowed to do that. You know what I mean? It's like, it sounds like they've got their...
probably figure out a way to make the resort pretty nice.
I'm saying it sounds like they got their ducks in a row here this time. But it took a lot of complaining and a lot of like, hey, are we noticing this? This is a problem. And now they beat up security, hoping it's that way from Jump Street.
We were speaking about this yesterday, though. There's two possibilities for the Commanders to go international, one of which would be to play the Dolphins, who they play on the road in Madrid. And the other is to play the Chargers, who they've got a road game against supposedly in L.A., but it could very well be in this Brazil game on the opener on Friday night. I still think there's a better chance statistically anyway, because it's a division game and you know, the number of games each team has at home, that they end up playing Philly in the Thursday night opener as a recap of a rematch of the NFC Championship game. I would rather that, too. I think that would be awesome and a great showcase. But I also understand, like, if you are Josh Harris, Mitch Rails, Mark Hine, Magic Johnson, this ownership group, I'll bet you'd love to go international because you can put a little bit of a flag in the ground, whether it's in Madrid or in Brazil. If you're one of the early teams to play a game there, and you're as marketable as Washington is, like from a league standpoint, why wouldn't you want to showcase Jaden Daniels internationally?
Yeah.
And instead of having a American football star, you could have a global legend on the football field.
Totally.
If you sent him there, I'm just going to say 2 or 3 years in a row, they play in Madrid or Spain. They're whatever that group is for, you know, the Jags in London. You've got an entire market you've just introduced to this young ascending star.
Yeah, so I was talking to someone about this last night. And for fans that are already in, let's say the Grants and Dannys of the universe, that doesn't really do much for me, honestly, them playing internationally. Like, it's an awkward game time. I don't want them to play on a Friday night or a Saturday morning or Sunday morning or something like that.
Well, these games, I think, have been prime time at night. It would feel, I think, like a Monday Night Football
game. Yeah, so the Friday one, I think it was, I don't want that because that's unusual. To me, like, I want them on normal TV, normal primetime, normal whatever. But for them, like, the second silo is from the organization, the point you just raised. If I'm part of the ownership group, if I'm part of the people who are going, where can we make some more money? That's the way to make more money. I've got one of the ultimate crown jewels of the sport that's the hottest thing since sliced bread. Let's go on a tour. Let's go play in Madrid or London or wherever so that, you know, when he goes for 230 yards and a couple touchdowns and makes a couple unbelievable highlight plays that people are running to the, you know, not concessions. What's the thing I'm looking for? The apparel store and ripping those Jaden Daniels things off the wall. All in on that. That would make
sense. I say this all the time at the NFL. There is still money to be had in the United States, obviously, because we're just obsessed with this sport. But they have found a bunch of money under couch cushions already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have done a lot of digging. My daughter's big on this, where she always wants change. And she has this fundraiser at school. And so, like, if I pick up a cushion or if I look somewhere, we've probably already found the change that was there. I think there's so much money everywhere you look still internationally.
Yes.
For the NFL.
That's their growth, and they realized it.
You don't have to overturn rocks. I mean, it's just still, like, there's still quarters laying on the floor in the kitchen. You haven't gone around and picked it all up yet, and they just know there's so much money there. This is not going to subside. This will happen more and more and more. Every year they're going to introduce a new game. I forget this year, where is it? Madrid might be the first
time
game.
One, yeah.
But we've had Munich. We've had Madrid, right? Brazil 2 years in a row. London, the number of games is growing, not getting smaller.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
At this point, I'm just a person who's like covering my ears and stomping my feet saying, I don't need all the international games. I don't really care. I like standalone NFL games. I don't mind the early 9:30 a.m. starts that you hate. I don't mind primetime games in another country. It doesn't really affect me. The more games that are being aired when nothing else is on, the better, because it's just more football that I get to watch during the week. The only caveat I'll apply, though, is that I don't want my team affected if I'm a season ticket holder all that often. Like that, and that'd be number one. Number two, I don't want a team based full-time outside of the United States. Like, that's my bridge too far. That's where now you're annoying me and you're making the product worse, and I like the league less when it's the London Jaguars. I'm out on that.
Yep.
But if you just want to have a traveling road show where you get more and more money because you can't help yourself and you want to appease your greed, cool, you do that. Fine. I'll just keep watching the games. Just let me know when they're on, and I'll be there on my couch with my chips and dip.
So, I mean, I care so much about this team and their wins and losses and health and all that other kind of stuff. So, like, again, it doesn't do anything for me if the game is in Brazil. Like, that doesn't move the needle for me at all. Like, I'm not helped by that. Does that make sense? Like,
but are you hurt by it?
Not really.
Yeah. It's a nothing burger.
It's a minor inconvenience if it's on at a weird time.
Well, you know what we haven't mentioned, though, over 2 days of talking about this off and on is last year, Washington traveled less than any team in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And I legitimately believe this. People could roll their eyes if they want to. I think one of the sneaky contributors to their impressive season last year was their travel schedule. They were in the air on their bird for fewer miles than any other team, and it wasn't even particularly close. If you look at their travel schedule, remember there was like a 7-week stretch where they didn't have to get on a plane around their bye week where they were going to Philly and, you know, a bunch of stuff where they were like able to take some trains and whatever. Now, they did fly, but I'm saying you wouldn't have had to if you wanted to just do it a little old school with the travel. I bring that up to say, if you're playing in an international game and West Coast games, that changes very quickly. And with what we know now about sports and sports science with sleep and rest, I think it could actually be a major difference maker in their season compared to a year ago when they had as good a schedule in terms of miles traveled as anyone's ever had.
Yeah, and then you add in the opponents that you're going to go play. When you fly across the country to Kansas City, the Chiefs are there waiting. When you fly across to play the Chargers, that's a playoff team that's year two under Harbaugh that's getting better. That's if the game is in L.A. and not Sao Paulo. So I think it's well seen. I think it was the Cleveland at Baltimore, home against Carolina, home against the Bears, at New York, home against Pittsburgh, at Philly.
Yeah.
And then a couple more home games. Like, you're not moving that. You're not going that far. You don't leave your time zone.
I could get a horse and meet you at all your games.
Seriously. I could get there at the same time.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.